Good afternoon and welcome to Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. This week we're presenting live musical highlights from shows past, and today we have segments from 2010, 2011, and 2012. Coming up in part two, we'll hear a couple of performances by the Urbana-based trio The Mean Lids, who play a mix of swing, folk, Celtic, and contradance music. In part three, members of the local Arcadia Chamber Players will play some music by Bohuslav Martinu, which was featured on their spring concert two seasons ago. First up, we have a cello and guitar classical fusion duo called Montana Skies, who, in spite of their name, are based in Atlanta, Georgia. Jonathan Adams plays guitar, and Jennifer Adams plays cello and a curious-looking custom-made six-string electric cello. They appeared on Live and Local on March 22, 2012, to preview their concert at the Doudna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. How did you get started in this particular duo?
Well, we actually met each other at the University of Georgia, studying music there. And, you know, I saw Jen in the practice rooms and heard her play, and our friendship grew from there, and we decided to try music together. And we found that there was not much music at all in existence for guitar and cello. And so we started basically arranging and composing our own music, which at the first glance seemed like it was going to be a difficulty, but it's kind of turned into a freedom for us in exploring a lot of different types of music with what we do. So
right,
that's how we got started.
When we started talking about what we wanted to play, we discovered that we had this, you know, desire to play classical rock and to play different kinds of things on our instruments. So that's part of the way that we have come to incorporate the technology and the little unique cello that you were describing. It's my six string electric cello, and we call our music classical fusion because we're playing taking the classical training that we have, but then playing things like Pink Floyd or Charlie Daniels, or incorporating percussion and layering our sound too with live looping. So part of the setup is John's Mac computer. We have all of our sound routed through that, and we're layering everything live on, you know, some songs, not every song, but some songs we want more layers, and we do that. And then the electric cello I'll play for you guys today live, and of course in the concert. It's really fun because I get to stand with it, and it's a totally unique cello. Lots of fun incorporating the full spectrum range of the string orchestra. But I think we're going to start with a new song called Locomotion Commotion Potion, LCP.
LCP,
for sure.
I heard you refer to LCP earlier, and I'm thinking, oh, is that a new drug I don't know about yet?
Yeah, you want in on it?
Yeah, sure. Well, let us all in on it
right now.
All
right, let's do it.
Montana Skies, Jonathan and Jen Adams, who are going to be at the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight at 7:30. They're live in our studio. Montana Sky is the name of the duo here, guitar and cello. Jonathan and Jennifer Adams. And okay, was it Locomotion Motion Potion?
Very close. Locomotion Commotion Potion.
Commotion Potion, LCP. I knew LNP didn't sound right, but LCP.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a new composition by them. We mostly had just a little of effects going on there, and you have kind of a stomp box there on under your foot, your right foot, John. And I noticed that between the first CD, which we have actually had in our library here, Jen, you've changed your look just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like I've become myself. I must be a late bloomer, but I just feel a little bit more like myself with shorter red hair, but I did start out
shorter red high sort of semi-punky sort of style.
Lady Hawk.
Is that what you call that? A lady hawk?
Or a faux hawk?
A faux hawk, yeah, one and the other.
So, yeah.
And you're a pretty animated cellist. Were you always that way, or have you bloomed into that as well?
I think I bloomed into that as well. Yes, I'm apparently speaking too close to the microphone, you guys, so sorry if I'm blaring your listeners away. I don't feel right if I don't move with the music now, and I think that it progressed with the music, with the fusion part that I was telling you guys about, starting to hit on my cello, one of the things that I like to do in my cello playing is what I call just caveman bow, really like heavy arm, you know.
I can see that from all the broken strings.
So, when you're doing that, you know, you're more animated. You know, if you're using your whole arm and your larger muscles, it just naturally happens. So, I think that that's where the moving around came from. Plus, feeling free from, thinking, oh, I can't do this, break this rule, or I can't play like that because what will people think, or what are the classical rules? And realizing that there really are no rules. I mean, music is an expression of, you know, oneself, and hopefully to have people, you know, feel something when you're expressing that. So I think letting go of my own conflict of, oh, I can or can't do this, also helped free me up musically, and the physical part is an expression, I think, in the end, of feeling that freedom.
Well, if you're going to call yourselves a classical fusion duo, you've already thrown the rules out the window, so you can define that how you want.
Right. And that's what our group name means for us, metaphorically speaking. It's not only musically about feeling free, but also just in our perspective on life, about living without boundaries, without regret, and living from a place of joy, and trying to appreciate the now that you have and what you have in the now. And for us, that is in the name, Montana Skies.
Well, speaking of the now, we don't have as much of the now as we would like, and I sure want to hear this funky electric cello you brought, which is
right on.
Funky in a number of different ways. It's only about 2 feet long, maybe, something like that, 2.5 feet long,
yes.
And it's got 6 strings, so that makes it different, too. It's got a shoulder strap and a hip rest.
Yes.
So you can stand and play it, and it only goes, you know, from about your top of your ear lobe to your bottom of your hips.
Yeah.
That's about as long as it is.
Yeah, this cello has 6 strings. The middle 4 strings are A, D, G, and C. They're the same strings as the classical cello. Then I have a high E that takes me in the violin. And then I have a low F that takes me in the bass range. So it's very unique cello made by Ned Steinberger, a little bit north of Portland, Maine. And he's very innovative and wonderful maker, and I'm very happy to share it with you and in tonight's show, too.
So the instrument itself is truly a crossover in a different sense of the way that word is usually used.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan and Jennifer Adams, who are Montana Skies, and they're going to do something a little different now for us.
Let's see. Well, you played a little bit of Eleanor Rigby from our CD,
so we did.
I think we'll do something else. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We're going to play an old Mason Williams song called Classical Gas. Do you want to start at the intro or?
Just with the chord.
Okay.
Thank you.
We heard a Mason Williams tune called Classical Gas, played live on Live and Local by the husband and wife duo called Montana Skies on March 22nd of last year. Guitarist Jonathan Adams and electric cellist Jennifer Adams played a concert that week at the Doudna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Stay tuned next for an Urbana-based trio called The Mean Lids here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our next segment on Live and Local comes from June 23rd of 2010 and features a trio that calls itself Mean Lids. You'll find out why shortly. Ben Smith plays fiddle, baritone fiddle, banjo, low whistle, and kick drum at the group's full-scale gigs anyway. Miriam Larson plays flute and jaw harp, and Matt Torino plays guitar, fiddle, and feet, that is, rhythmic stomping. The trio are based in Urbana, though Ben recently took a faculty position elsewhere, and play an eclectic mix of swing, folk, Celtic, old-time, and original music, and specialize in music for contradancing. I hope you'll enjoy this encore presentation of The Mean Lids on Live and Local. Mean Lids, the obvious question, where did you get that name?
Well, a good friend, well, me and Ben were in a band together, this is Matt speaking, we were called Prairie Chicken Asylum for a while, and we were kind of just playing around town, and a friend of ours, we kind of generally wore hats to our gigs, and a friend of ours, Danny Parsons, was like, you guys should be called the Mean Lids, and we were like, oh. Sure, we'll go with that. So
that's all. That's the story.
More or less. Do you have anything more dramatic than that?
No, that is the sequence of events that led to our name. And the only thing I would add is that we adopted it because it was right. It fit us. Our previous name had been really hard to remember for everybody, including us.
Prairie Chicken Asylum?
Yeah.
I've never forgotten it.
You guys were here once.
You guys were here under that name, and yep. I think the following week you had changed it to something, an interim name, I think, not even Mean Lids at that point.
That's very possible. We're kind of indecisive about names. Most of our tunes kind of tend to sit unnamed if we make up a tune for many months often before we are forced to put a name on it for some reason or another.
Well, that's okay. We had
a couple of
Irish musicians in here yesterday who played some tunes that they said they could never remember the names of, even though they actually have names.
Mm-hmm.
So
you'll get that problem too.
Well, I'm amazed that Matt, you and Ben in particular, can even keep track of the different groups you're in. Never mind that it's a group that morphs just by way of the name. Because you do sort of hop around between different things. Although, Miriam, you're relatively new to what used to be the Prairie Chicken Asylum,
that
right?
That is correct, yes.
She's been with us for coming on
a year.
Really?
Maybe in a month or two here. Her first gig with us was the Folk and Roots Festival last year. And me and Miriam had been playing together for many years. Before that, but she had moved to Minnesota for a while, and so when she moved back to town,
they changed the name for me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Just for you, and you know, just for the record, only one of you is wearing a lid today, which I protested.
I beg to differ. My invisible lid is very, very nice, I encourage all the listeners at home to imagine the wonderful hats that we're wearing because they are quite indeed. Mm-hmm. Quite nice.
People can, I guess, use your imagination. Mm-hmm. We won't describe the hat that Matt...
It's not super
the
mean.
The non-imaginary lid that he's actually wearing.
But if you come Thursday night to see us at the Canopy, we promise we will be wearing some very mean
and
lids.
And we invite you to wear your own lids if you have one sitting around at home.
There you go. Yeah. Well, lidless or not, let's have a tune.
All right.
Mean Lids here on Live and Local. Thank you. Mean Lids here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Ben Smith on the fiddle. Matt Torino on the guitar. And what do you call that thing you're tapping your feet on?
I would just say a footboard.
Footboard. Yeah. Stomp box.
Yeah.
I like stomp box.
Stomp box. We'll go
but
with it.
You were just sort of tapping away. And Miriam Larson on the flute. Matt, what kind of special shoes are you wearing there?
Oh, they're not super special. Well, they are super special.
Yeah, they are.
They look super special to me.
They are bright white hard-soled leather-bottomed shoes. And they have the main reason I wear them is because they have very thick leather soles. And they have a wood heel, so they have a sharper sound. And so you can actually, in theory, hear all three hits that I'm doing. So I'm hitting with both the front and the back of my toe, so hopefully it's a fairly even sound. So that's why I use them.
And where did you learn this tapping technique?
Well, to be honest, I tried to learn a French-Canadian style, which is basically the same rhythm, and I got mixed up, and I don't quite do it right. But but it kind of works, and I'm actually working on doing the right style as well. So it does the job for now, at least. And so I kind of, somebody showed it to me, and then while I was practicing, I somehow got mixed up, so that's what I used.
So this is the Torino style.
Kind of.
Exactly. I'm encouraging him to patent it, put it up on Wikipedia, style.
Here's a name for a tune for you, the Torino Stomp.
The Torino
Stomp.
That
would kind of have to be ragtime-ish.
Yeah, or Cajun-y or something.
Yeah, there you go. do you tap dance?
I do some clogging, kind of Appalachian style clogging or flat footing, which is a little bit different. And I haven't really been trained in it, so I'm sure that I don't do anything very correct according to some people, but I can make stompy rhythms with my feet. Yes.
Well, you've been trained in this other style and you got it wrong. So,
exactly.
You know,
so
that's in keeping with
exactly.
things.
Exactly. That's how I roll.
The Royal Academy of Cloggers would be displeased, but I think everyone else would be
it's
all
okay.
right.
It's okay.
Royal,
I get by.
A-R-A-C. Yeah.
I made that up for the record for all of those of you who are now Wikipediaing it.
That's right. Just trying to find it on Google. Mean Lids here on Live and Local. You're going to be at Canopy Club tomorrow night in Urbana with Tree Thump. I'm looking at your MySpace page here, and you list some influences. Probably won't surprise you that I haven't heard of these particular groups, but it doesn't mean other people haven't. Tell me a little bit about them. Crowfoot, Clayfoot Strutters, some great names. Wild Asparagus.
Well, so one of the things we do a lot is play for contra dances. And contra dance is a style of dancing, or a form of dancing similar to square dance, but it's done in long lines, whereby to dance with more people. And so many of those bands are contra dance bands, and I actually just went and heard Crowfoot at a dance weekend out in Kentucky. And so those are where a number of those bands are coming from, and mm-hmm. we play dances a fair amount, and think it's a really fun way to play music. It's very interactive, and contra dance is one of those dances that's really easy to get into. If you can walk, you can dance it. And we find that sort of spirit of participation and inclusion to be a very wonderful part of it.
Can I assume, Miriam, that you are a contra dancer?
Yes. That's pretty much how I got to be playing this music. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so would you call yourselves mostly a contra dance band, or...?
We were formed with that as our mission. However, we also very much enjoy playing stage shows like at the Canopy Club tomorrow night, and we play a slightly different repertoire, or play the tunes in slightly different versions. Like the two tunes that we played just a few minutes ago for a contra dance, we'll play those for about 10 minutes. So we play them many, many times and get much looser. We can improvise a lot more with it. When we play it on a stage, we play the same things, but we try and make it a more
compact.
Yeah, more compact, more sort of just purely listening pleasure.
So assuming that our listening audience isn't out there also dancing, this is representative of what folks can hear tomorrow night.
Yep.
Are you the warm-up band, or are you the band?
Yes, we're the opening act, but we like to think of ourselves as the band.
So the
be sure to get there early to hear us.
The main stage act is Tree Thump.
Yes.
Yeah, and Tree Thump, for those of you who are very regular listeners may actually know this band, unless you've happened to have heard them, involves some didgeridoos and Matt on the fiddle and...
Ben.
Ben, sorry. I'm looking at Ben and saying Matt. And what else?
We have drums, bass. We have Jason Finkelman. Gets around a lot in town, plays percussion with us. And then, of course, Phil Clark playing the didgeridoo. It was amazing to see.
Inimitable. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You took the word right out of my mouth.
Can't be imitated. And you've got a couple of fiddles that you brought with you here, Ben. Are we going to get to hear the black one?
Absolutely.
And are we going to get to hear, I see that there's mention here of a baritone fiddle?
Yes, indeed. It's one and the same.
Oh, it is one and the same.
The black instrument and the baritone. For all the people out in radio land, this instrument is in fact black. It's not made out of wood, it's made out of carbon fiber, which is becoming, not quite a popular material for making fiddles, but... They make a lot of guitars and actually cellos. A bunch of cellos get made out of it.
We had a carbon fiber cello from somebody sitting right in that spot where you are now.
Possibly made by the same manufacturer. So the advantage of these instruments is that they are impervious to humidity and temperature change, which bothers all kinds of wooden instruments. Not just the tuning, but frequently they will crack and dry out and all kinds of stuff. Carbon fiber doesn't have that trouble. So this fiddle was originally made to be just a normal fiddle. I have purchased a set of baritone fiddle strings for it, which are an octave lower than regular violin. So it's tuned the same fifths that a regular fiddle is, but it's an octave lower. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it has a very sort of like a baritone saxophone sort of a sound. In relationship to the fiddle world, and is not a very popular instrument, but there are a number of jazz violinists that have been playing it over the last, half century.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never knew there were such strings. You play in Big Grove Zydeco. Do you use the same strings on that instrument with that group?
No. I use the high set on with Big
that's
Grove.
What I thought.
Yes, it would be very. It's you'll hear it. It's a very thick sound.
So are we going to hear it now?
Sure.
All right.
It works.
Do we know the name of this tune?
Yeah, this is a pair of tunes. The first one, we don't know if this is actually the real title, but whatever. The Morning Nightcap is the first tune, and the second tune is Waiting on a Fence, and it's written by Matt Torino here.
Matt Torino.
On the treble.
Of Mean Lids on Live and Local. Thank you. So, Miriam, would that come under the category of ticky-tackies that you were just playing?
Huh. Not as far as I know, but I've never heard of a ticky-tacky, so...
Well, because I'm... hold on here. I'm looking at your MySpace page that says band members. Miriam Larson plays flute, kazoo, and ticky-tackies.
Right. It's a phrase from Champagne, actually, and Miriam pretty much hangs out in Urbana. It refers to all kinds of little noisemakers.
Yes, my apologies.
Which is the first thing Miriam came in here and requisitioned a chair to set all of her.
Yeah, well, I was looking at that chair, and I'm really anxious to hear the kazoo because that would, if you're going to hear the kazoo, that'll be a first on this show. I don't think we've had any, but it also might be the first for the jaw harp. Otherwise, can you even call it a Jew's harp anymore? Is that bad?
Well, because some people choose not to use it, but as far as Wikipedia knows, and the Oxford Dictionary apparently, there's no known association with Jews or Jewishness. No one quite knows where the name Jew's harp came from, but
so you just solve that by calling it a jaw harp.
Yeah, you can call it a jaw harp, juice harp, a gumbardy.
What's that one? That's a new one on me.
I probably am not saying that. A gumbardy is the... it's used to summon French-Canadian music.
How do you spell that? Do you know?
Nope.
Oh, right. Well, look that up and put that on your website.
Not going to try.
And then, I'll ask about that next time because I will have forgotten. So you've got, looks like, at least three jaw harps there. Are they in different keys?
They are. I've got one in G. I played the D one, which is a very low one. And then I've got one in A. The G is the highest one.
Not entirely a different principle from playing the didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it sounds like it would be a great combination with the didgeridoo in Tree Thump. What do we got next? And when do we hear the kazoo?
Any minute now.
Any minute. Right now. All right. Yeah. You can call that a special request.
So along with for our stage shows, we tend to kind of do whatever music we kind of like. And so that can include what you've heard so far, but also we tend to throw in some kind of swingy stuff and country and old-time ballads and Swedish tunes and stuff. So we thought we'd do an example of one of our kind of swingy numbers for you. This one's called Prince Nez.
Is that how it goes?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Nez goes, that's where I go to. He clears up the stormy skies whenever he's by my side. Everything's greener, everything's cleaner, everything's so divine. I don't care what my baby says, Prince Nez gonna make you mine. Thank you.
goes to. Always so debonair, flirting with such a flair. Oh, you dog, everything's crazy, everything's hazy, everything's up in the air. My baby says she loves princess, but I really don't care. And everyone says that I'm so handsome and fine. The truth is I really don't mind the girls round all the time. But Lord, believe me, I won't deceive it from them. I don't get my joy. Honey, you're sweet, let me buy you a treat and just let me look at your boy.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers originated the tune Prince Nez, and the Urbana-based Mean Lids played it live on Live and Local in that rebroadcast from June 23, 2010. Stay tuned for another segment we're offering for the second time around, a performance by members of the Arcadia Chamber Players here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. As described on their website, the women of the Arcadia Chamber Players perform beautiful chamber music works of the past three centuries, as well as works of lesser-known composers, especially women. Based in Champaign-Urbana, the group takes its name from a region in Greece for its mythical associations with music, classicism, and pastoralism. In May of 2011, two members and a guest of the Arcadia Chamber Players joined us to preview their upcoming spring concert. We have, for I think most of our 3 years, had the chance to have members of the Arcadia Chamber Players on here, and in the case of today's program, we have two members and one guest. All the members are women, and every once in a while they let a guy come and play on a concert. And this time, Deborah Suter, who is their pianist, and it's also at her home, by the way, that the concert will take place. And Mary Leathers Chapman, many people still know her as Mary Leathers in this community because she was, I believe, born and raised here in Champaign-Urbana. No, you weren't?
No.
Why did I think you were?
I don't know.
Well, explain yourself.
Well, I was born in Quincy, Illinois. I've lived in Illinois my whole life, and I came here to go to school, and I was one of those that was going to leave after a couple of years, and I'm still here.
There you go. Well, that's it then, yeah. You and I are in that same boat. Although,
right.
Did you come? You came here for undergraduate then?
For graduate.
For graduate. Well, then
yes.
We are in the same boat. We
yes.
We did the same thing, and yet, well, I don't have a married name, so I just have my own name. Anyway, Mary Chapman is here. She's the flutist for the group, one of the founding members of Arcadia. Not quite.
Of the Chamber Players.
Of the Chamber Players, right? There's a story behind that, but we won't go into the whole history. Aaron Jacobs is the guest male. Who is going to be on this program, violinist. And you guys have always made a point of doing a mix of music that is at least maybe by a familiar composer or two, but then also some people that maybe even were discoveries for even yourselves, because we've talked before about how do you find some of this music. And there's one piece on here by a composer I'm not positive I've ever heard of myself, who's Alfred Uhl, U-H-L.
Right. He's a Viennese composer, and he must have been a clarinetist because he wrote a lot of music for clarinet, including what is a fairly well-known studies book for clarinet. He also wrote quite a bit of chamber music. He was born in 1909.
And one of your members, of course, playing her last concert with the orchestra. Well, I'm saying that because she also plays in the Perry Ensemble, which I conduct, which all of you do as well. And it's going to be her last concert for that next week, but we'll talk about that next week. Marina Antoline is the clarinetist for
this piece and for the Arcadia Chamber Players. And she's going off to Cameroon.
She'll be teaching in Cameroon at an American school in Cameroon, and she will be greatly missed here.
Yeah,
both
no
for
kidding.
Her clarinet playing and her enthusiasm for the whole group.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. So that's a little concert or a little concerto for clarinet, viola, and piano.
Yes.
So that'll involve Jan Schleicher, who's also a member of the ensemble. You brought along another piece that I have heard this piece, but I'm guessing most listeners will not have. Something called a Madrigal Sonata by Bohuslav Martinů, a Czech composer.
Right.
Who discovered this one for yourselves?
I guess I did because I had the music and I played it many, many years ago. I can't even remember when or where, but I like Martinů. So, and this is actually the third Martinů piece that we have done. Two or three years ago, we did the flute, cello, piano sonata. I think it was last year that we did the clarinet, cello, and piano, and this year we're doing the flute, violin, and piano sonata, madrigal sonata, and it's kind of unusual in that it only has two movements. The first movement is an allegro, and then the second movement alternates between a moderato and allegro sections.
So the moderate, as it implies, is a more moderate tempo.
Right.
It's unusual in that more often a sonata is going to have three or four movements.
Right.
Of sort of contrasting tempi. Aaron Jacobs, is this a piece that you had ever encountered before?
No, not at all. I've played some Martinů before. He wrote some madrigals for violin and viola that are actually pretty well known. But no, I wasn't familiar with this piece at all, but I'm glad to be playing it now.
So when they called up and said, "Hey, you want to play this piece by Martinů?" Did you say, "Huh? What?"
No, I said, "Well, I wonder if it's anything like the madrigals I know," and it turned out that it wasn't at all. But besides the fact that it's a madrigal sonata, but
well, why is it called a madrigal sonata? Do we know that? I mean, a madrigal is typically a choral form, typically an old style choral form that has tra-la-la-la-la in it, you know. Now is the month of May, and that's one of them I can think of.
Oh.
This is nothing like that, right?
No. We could try to bring that out if you want.
You have to find it in there now.
Yeah.
Find the tra-la moments, and then just, you could voice them, you know, voiceover.
Right.
Well,
we haven't figured out why it's called a madrigal sonata.
I don't remember. There must be some reason. But maybe we'll send Mark Leonard out to go look that up while we're playing this. Well, I know you brought a movement to sample. It's one of the two movements. This will be performed live on Friday and Saturday at the home of Deborah Suter in Yankee Ridge in Urbana. Their spring concert for the Arcadia Chamber Players has now become a tradition to have the spring concert at your house. She teaches piano there. It's a lovely place to hear. She has a beautiful piano. And then you even get dessert and coffee, your reservations. And that those will be 7 o'clock starts for the concert. So first movement of the is it the first movement?
Yes, it is.
First movement of the Madrigal Sonata by Bohuslav Martinů. Aaron Jacobs is the violinist, Mary Chapman the flutist, and Deborah Suter the pianist. Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, and Paige Turner.
Thank you.
Pianist Deborah Suter, flutist Mary Leathers Chapman, and violinist Aaron Jacobs played the first movement of Bohuslav Martinu's Madrigal Sonata in this performance from the May 12, 2011 edition of Live and Local. Deborah and Mary are founding members of the Arcadia Chamber Players, and Aaron was a guest performer on the group's spring concert that week. Thank you very much for joining us for today's presentation of highlights from past editions of Live and Local. Tomorrow you'll hear classical music during the 4 o'clock hour, and I'll return on Friday with a program featuring faculty members of Urbana's Community Center for the Arts and a live performance of a movement from Johannes Brahms' Trio for Violin, Horn, and Piano, played by pianist Ian Hobson, horn player Bernard Scully, and guest violinist Andres Cardenas. For Live and Local on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly.